Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. We come offering praise and thanks to God for the many blessings in our life, in a very special way, for the celebration that we just were able to celebrate as a church yesterday, in being able to celebrate the beatification of Carlo Acutis, a very young lad, who in his very young life has taught you and me how not to be afraid, to see the Lord in the Eucharist, and to proclaim him wherever we go. My dear family, we seek his intercession this day, praying for all of us who at times perhaps are afraid to talk about God wherever we are, and to let not that fear dominate your lives, but to allow the beauty of faith to radiate in our lives. For those of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, and social media, welcome this morning. Blessings to all of you, your family, wherever you may be this day. in a very special way for all of you who, of course, are in the hospitals this day. We pray for you that the Lord grant the guardianship of the holy angels over you in this time of suffering, and that the healing hand come upon you that is of our God. We pray in a very special way this day for those who suffer and are afflicted with breast cancer, leukemia, and other cancers that are out there. My dear family, let us pray for them in a very special way in this Mass, as well as those continuing to suffer the COVID-19. Acknowledging our own sins, let us trust God's mercy. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times, go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The word of the Lord. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
To always be united with Jesus, this is my life program. The words of this young lad, Carlo, who of course from a very young age had a beautiful attachment to the Lord and never lost it. In fact, it was so convincing that even his own mother, by her own admission, was a basic, typical, first communion, confirmation, got married type of Catholic. Outside of that, if I have time to go to Mass, I'll go to Mass. How many of those still exist today? Praise be to God for her. She gave birth to a son that would transform her life and the life of his dad as well. But it wouldn't stop there. He would also help to convert the lives of many young people as well. So who was this blessed Carlo that we've heard so much about in this last few weeks leading to his beatification yesterday? Well, quite well said by the Cardinal yesterday. He was simply an ordinary boy, simple, spontaneous, likable. He loved nature and animals. He played football. He had many friends of his age. He was attracted by modern means of social communication. He was passionate about computer science and self-taught, to the point that the knowledge he had, he built websites. To do what? To transmit the gospel and to communicate values and beauty. I can't even compare it to him. I'm sure many of you can't either. What a beautiful life and example. of someone who helped the Lord to bear fruit that would last. For he saw himself as the chosen to do just that. And realizing how much God believed in him, never a doubt in his young life. But what was even more important was how God never doubted in any which way that Carlo believed in him. To the point that even the religious showed up yesterday to ask for his intercession to help them cultivate a greater love for the Eucharist. When was the last time many of you have gone to a holy hour? Too busy? Oh, no, no, no. The kids have me here. Where? And everywhere. Where? At the stadiums? At the gymnasiums? At the swimming pools? At the stores? Well, we're just, you know, what? Overworked? Giving more time to work than to God? What other excuse are we going to hear? Even for priests, for that matter, and bishops. There is no excuse. The only excuse is that the darkness wants to keep you away because it's afraid about what you might gain, who you might see, and the strength you might be able to obtain. The passage is there very clear. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food, choice wines, juicy, rich, pure. This is the Lord who will wipe away the tears from every face. And my dear family, though we are nourished within the Mass, praise God, but what do we do with what we are nourished with? Do we profess God out there in a very dark world? Or are we just too afraid to offend somebody? Your intention is never to offend anybody. But at the same time, it's not for you to deny God just because he's not the thing to talk about. If he's not to talk about, then what is there to talk about? Darkness. If God is not to talk about, then what is there to talk about? Darkness. Because that's all that's left. And if you and I choose not to talk about God, then we add to the darkness. Yes. And it's not about the words, my family. It's about the beauty of your life, as the beauty of this young man's life touched the lives of so many in such a short period of time. And you can do the same. For his desire was to reach as many people as possible and help them know the beauty of friendship with the Lord. When was the last time we spoke to someone about the friendship of the Lord? You have to ask yourself that question. Not the one sitting next to you, not the one you're thinking about, not me, but you. I have to ask myself that too. When was the last time we just talked about the beauty of this wonderful friendship with the one who wipes away the tears, who gives us the strength? Because it's a great gift for you to bestow on someone else, as did this ordinary, simple, spontaneous young man who from a very young age had a great special love of God, who was not afraid to show that love. And how important it was for him to meditate upon the mysteries of the life of Christ through the heart of Mary in offering the rosary in that holy hour, before the Lord, in the Blessed Sacrament, where he reminds himself of how to stay simple and not complicated. My dear family, our goal in life, if we are disciples, are to be just as ordinary. The key word there is ordinary. But in our world today, in our society, it's not ordinary to talk about God. It's not ordinary to follow God. It's not ordinary. Then what is it? Strange? People look at you like, oh gosh, you're one of those Jesus people. So what if you are? I'd rather be a Jesus person than a darkness. And what did Carlo used to do? He used to play video games. His PlayStation 2. He was an ordinary kid. But guess what? That ordinary entailed a relationship with the Lord. Not making excuses not to have a relationship with the Lord. And because we have made continuous excuses, look at how chaotic this world has become. No, my dear family, we are not people of excuses. We are people of great fidelity to a love, to the one who is our shepherd, who leads us through the dark valley and leads us towards the green pastures, in whom all my faith will be professed in, and nothing nor anyone will stop me from being able to profess him wherever I am. For this young lad has shown us how you can use even modern technology, for example, the internet. For him, it was not just a means of escape, but a space for dialogue, knowledge, sharing, and mutual respect that was to be used responsibly without becoming a slave to it. How many of our young people are slaves to the internet today? And adults, for that matter. And how often we make excuses. No, my dear family. All is good if you are responsible with it. Which is why the cardinal concluded with these words. He gave witness that faith does not distance us from life, but immerses us more deeply in it, and showed us the concrete way to live the joy of the gospel. But it is up to us to follow it, so that our lives may also shine with light and hope, as it did for Carlo. My dear family, even when he entered his suffering with leukemia, he still saw Jesus as his friend. What about us when something doesn't go our way? Is he the one we first see as our friend? Or is he the first one we want to blame? He is our friend, the Good Shepherd. See him as such for your life, and ask Blessed Carlo to pray for you as I'm asking him to pray for me, that I don't make excuses to spend time with our Lord. Yes, when no one else is watching, except the one that matters, God. Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith, through the intercession of St. Carlo this day, let us ask the Lord to hear these needs.
For all church leaders, that they may always welcome all who approach with sincere hearts and be a model of acceptance and hospitality to all who seek refuge, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who feel unaccepted or unworthy due to their circumstances, hardships, or identity, that they may always realize God's inclusive invitation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from any kind of illness, especially those suffering due to the coronavirus, may the Lord bring them healing, comfort, and strength, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here, may the Holy Spirit guide us as we work together to make our community a welcoming and loving place. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our youth and all of us, that through the intercession of Blessed Carlos Acutis, that we may grow to have a stronger devotion to our Lord in the Eucharist and go out into our community and not be afraid to make him known to others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, and in a special way, Mother Teresa Santoyo, Peter Niem Nguyen, Joseph Miller, Sarita Kennedy East, Joe Cueva, Mary Zarate, David Gonzalez, Maria Hernandez, Jorge Quintero Sr., George Anthony Quintero, Joe Doria Edna, T. Hernandez, Charlie Bernal, Dr. Carlos Annalise Vela, Ruben Garcia, Maria Longoria, and Velma Gonzalez. May they enjoy God's embrace forever. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the blessings upon Ruben and Elaine Gomez, who celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary, for those intentions that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of our hands for the praise of your glorious name.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through his Paschal mystery, he accomplished a marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works. For you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so, with angels, archangels, thrones, and dominions, and all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and promise your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, Blessed Carlo, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us turn to each other and offer a form of peace.
Peace, Deacon. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us to everlasting life.
Body.
Wherever you may be this day, please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us stand in prayer. We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Well, we congratulate two of our seminarians who were conferred upon the ministry of reader yesterday at Assumption Seminary in San Antonio. Bishop Movey served as the main celebrant, and I was able to be there to celebrate with these two young men as well. So to Luis Lozano and Ruben Riojas, congratulations to you both. And please continue to pray for all our seminarians as they see their way there to, God willing, what will be their ordination day. And please keep 13 of our men who are being shared by their family to enter the permanent diaconate. That happens in 2 weeks, I believe, more or less, November 7th. So please keep these men in your prayer as they approach to lay down their life to be of service and to be heralds of the gospel. And so we pray for them. And again, my dear family, let us pray for all those who are suffering this day. Again, in this month of October, let us pray for all those who are suffering from breast cancer, any form of cancer, and leukemia. Let us just keep them in our prayers sincerely, always. Pray for them every single day, as well as those suffering from the COVID-19. Let us ask the Lord to continue to bestow mercy upon us and continue to embrace us in the love. Remember how much he loves you. He is the only friend who will love you the way he loves you. All the rest of us, we love you, but, well, he loves you more. So, but all in all, but it's a good love. So let's be stewards of that love, instruments of that love.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.